Are you someone that participated in the area of the Great Resignation, where in 2020 to 2021, millions of people voluntarily walked away from their jobs? No one fired them and no one made them quit. The pandemic brought a lot of stress and people just realized they were not putting up with that shit. I wasn't one of them, but I've always wondered how they were able to just walk away from their job. But then again, I realized people who were able to just walk away from their job may have been married. It could have been women who were married who really didn't need to work. It could be people who have just a lot of money and savings and are financially set and had a safety net or a savings or just a support system to where they could walk away from work and give themselves time to really figure out what it is that they wanted to do. As I told you in my last episode, those millions of people who voluntarily walked away from their jobs are still no longer working. Now, I don't know if they're stressing, struggling, and ready to just be done with life, but at the end of the day, that takes courage and a serious leap of faith to just walk away from a job. To me, those are the people who had a support system and who were able to simply do those things. Now me, however, I have always worked. I have had a chance to be a stay-at-home mom when my daughter was younger and when I was married, but once I divorced, I became a single mom and I had to do what I had to do. So I've been working for about 15 years now. And let's just say when I started out from coming from being a stay-at-home mom to transitioning into a working mother, it was hard at first, but over time, just knowing that I was the head of household and the only sole provider for my daughter, I had to do what I had to do, and nothing was going to stop me from grinding and making sure I had a paycheck to cover all of the expenses of being a parent and just making sure I had a roof over my daughter's head and that we live comfortably. Fast forward to now, we are in 2022, a pandemic has hit, and like I said, with that pandemic came a wave of people who voluntarily quit their jobs. Well, now in 2022, after just an era of people being burnt out and just a lack of motivation, there's something that's also taking place, and I believe this may be the second phase to the Great Resignation. This second phase is called quiet quitting. Yep, quiet quitting. What do you think it means? Take a moment and just ponder to yourself. If you have an elbow partner in the car where you are, or just a gym buddy, pause it and ask your friend, what do they think quiet quitting is? I honestly didn't know myself, but after some research, I realized that a lot of people think quiet quitting is when you just quit your job, never return, you don't tell nobody, you don't get no 2 weeks notice, you don't write no resignation letter, none of that. Well, guess what? Unbeknownst to me, I myself am participating in quiet quitting, and I'm gonna say it with my chest. Because I'm a realist and I'm gonna always be transparent with my listeners. Quiet quitting is when you stay at your job and you don't leave, but you do the bare minimum. Now, if y'all know me, I have always been a hard worker. I've never been one to play on the clock, steal company's time, or none of that. I have also been blessed to hold jobs that I am passionate about. I love working with children. You see Brown, you see children. You see children, you see Brown. Your girl love the kids. So, like I said, I've always done something that I really, really love. So I've always made sure to grind really, really hard and to try to be the best that I can be, whether it was just trying to be the best employee of the month, the best lead teacher for that grade level. It didn't matter. I always wanted and did put my best foot forward from the bottom of my heart. But with quiet quitting, it is the complete opposite of hustling and grinding. Remember back in the day when we thought it was cool to hustle hard and grind and just be all about stacking our paper and our money and just chasing promotions and trying to get more added on to our check? Remember when Rick Ross said it best and he made the song, "Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling"? Don't try to sit up there and act like back in the day y'all did not have that as y'all alarm or your ringtone. I know I'm not the only one. Don't play with me. I'm sure y'all was flying to work, ready to work, jamming your Rick Ross, and just trying to hustle hard. Because back then, that was a trend. But nah, we're in 2022. We're not giving that energy anymore. And like OT Genesis said, nah, you need to cut it. And that's exactly what's starting to happen. No mas get there early. No mas leave late. I'm definitely on demon time. And what I mean by that is, I am not giving you anything extra from me than what I can give. If I can only give the bare minimum, that's what I'm gonna give. If I can only give my best, then that's what I'm gonna give. Quiet quitting is when you arrive on time or a minute late. Now you see me, I knew that something was wrong because I don't like to be late anywhere. I don't like to be late to work. I don't like to be late coming home. I don't like to be late to doctor's appointments. And I really don't like to be late for church. But I began to be late. Well, first I was on time. But the reason why I was late is because I would still sit in the car and just rethink my whole life while looking at my office building. Like, do I really want to go there? Do I feel appreciated? Is this job still serving me? Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Like, all of these things started to just run heavy in my mind, and they never did. You see, sometimes you get to a place where you just want more. More for yourself, more for your kids, more for your family. And if you've been at a job for years, the way you started may not always be the way you finish. And I'm gonna be real transparent with you guys. If you are someone who has always worked jobs where you were called to be there, and you fast forward to years later, you feel unappreciated, you don't want to wake up, you're starting to be late, you're giving the bare minimum, you do just enough not to get fired, or you do just enough to not have your boss or administrator come and have a talk with you, and you leave exactly on time, or maybe a few minutes early, you are now in a phase of quietly quitting. You may be shocked. It might be you as well. Anybody that's listening, if you resonate with what I am saying, make sure to like this podcast, leave a comment on my Instagram at Brown On Demand Podcast. Let me know how you feel, because quiet quitting is really a thing. It's like you're physically there, but you have definitely mentally checked out. And it's a hard truth to really accept when you know that deep down inside, you have never been a person to give your bare minimum. But you're like, why all of a sudden am I giving the bare minimum? Maybe people have pissed you off at your job. Maybe they wouldn't put respect on your name. Maybe there were some changes, new people come in. There's a whole shift in the atmosphere. The energy isn't there. You aren't vibing with the people anymore. You realize other people don't care. And see, this is my thing. I realize a lot of people nowadays are hiring people just based off of how they look, how good their resume looks, what credentials and degrees and certifications that they have. None of that means shit if you are not passionate about your job and where God has sent you. I can't stand working with people who are just there to collect a check. It exudes in their energy. And when you look up and realize that you are now in a place of working with people who don't care about the company, the business, the service, or the people, or the children at hand, then nah, bro, you gotta get out of there. Let's just keep it 100 with you. You gotta move around, because it will definitely start to affect you. Because if you are the only passionate person who knows how things are supposed to go, and you have the people you are serving best interests at heart, but the people that are over you, you can't see their vision or know what it is that they want for the company, then again, you have to move around, because you will end up frustrated and you will end up quietly quitting. I'm just saying. So if you are going through this, or you feel like you are at this phase in life, hold on. Don't just up and leave, because that was phase one. That was in a great resignation. All the people who could quit, they quit. They was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. But the people who are providers and running a household, and the people who have bills and responsibilities, the single parent households where it's just one income, you have elderly, sick family members and children and boys and girls and pets and birds and car notes and all kind of shit, and people dependent on you. You just can't up and leave your job. You have to think it through, pray it through, and have faith that God will continue to order your steps to make the best decision. Again, you may ask why so many people are quietly quitting. And as I briefly mentioned about the great resignation, like, this is phase two. People are just burnt out. People are tired. People don't feel appreciated no more. Again, people are hiring people for the wrong things, the wrong reasons. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care what suit, what shoes you have on. I don't care how you smell, how your hair is laid, dyed, and fried. Doesn't matter. If you are not producing how you should, then you might as well stay home. People are just burnt out by the shits. Like, the pandemic brought so much uncertainty to people's lives. A lot of people were furloughed at the beginning of the pandemic, and that showed people that at any minute things can change. You can get put on hold out of nowhere and not have no type of safety net. And I think that shook a lot of people up. That scared some people into feeling like I need to do something better with my life, whether it was working for themselves, using the talents and gifts that God gave them, they up and left. But once the pandemic hit and people had to stay home, I think a lot of people got comfortable. Of course, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of couples who actually divorced from each other because they realized, I mean, it's not funny, but they realized that once they had a lot of time to spend together with their spouse, that a lot of marriages ended and didn't work out. And then there are also some people who got to spend a lot of time with their family and kids and realized how much that they were also missing out. So depending on what side of the fence you were on, that could dictate your next move and if you would be part of the great resignation or the quiet quitting. People are no longer placing their career at the head of their life like they once were. That's no longer a thing. A lot of people were able to function without being at an office. Like, I never considered working from home until the pandemic hit, and I had to work from home a little bit. I was like, I don't need to be there. Like, man, I could be right here at my little home office in the bedroom, on the couch, got my laptop right here. If you are someone who can organize yourself and create a workspace for yourself where you can continue to be productive, then you realize, why am I getting up every day, putting on a bra, putting on makeup, and going to work? The fuck? So I think that time throughout the pandemic really showed us that I don't have to put up with getting up every day and going to this office if I don't have to. And I think it also opened the eyes of people who are just working a job and not even using the talents that God has given them. So that's what quiet quitting is. And for those of you who are in the same place that I am at, just make sure you continue to pray, because it's hard. I have good days, I have bad days. I have days when I have to text my mom or friends for them to talk me off the ledge, because I'm not one of them people who have a support system or a safety net, or I'm financially set to where I can just leave. I have a daughter that is depending on me and she loves to eat, so I definitely need to make sure I have a steady income coming in so my baby can get her snacks. Because one thing I'm not about to do is be living in this house with her empty-handed. And having kids will always make sure that you are being responsible. Like, I don't know how people have kids and like not work or don't care and just depend on the government for a handout. I mean, if you like it, I love it, but I just can't sit and wait. But one thing for sure is this quiet quitting phase has definitely been a challenge. Like I said, there's good days and there's bad days. And I try not to complain. But in my situation, it's just been a huge disappointment in how things have gone for me as far as the workplace and where I'm working. I feel like when you work in education, that should be a place that is filled with passionate, creative, and visionary people, you know, because you're feeding and educating young children. And when you're in that kind of field, it's not cookie cutter. You have to differentiate your instruction in the delivering of education to children differently. And it needs to be people who are passionate and who believe that teaching is an art. You know, you have to be creative. You can't just bring someone in who has a degree in all the hours, because that doesn't mean that they're passionate. And I think these kids can sense which people are really and truly there for them. And we need administrators and, you know, clerical staff and people who really, really love what they do. But what happens when you no longer love what you're doing and you've outgrown that space? What happens? Well, shit, if you ain't got no backup plan, you're gonna have to quietly quit until you figure it out. But that is why it's very important to make sure you pray and you ask God to order your steps. You ask Him for help. You write down a vision and you make it plain. Figure out what it is that you were called to do today and start doing it. Time waits for no man, and that includes you. So figure it out, plan it out, and do it. I will be the one where you look back and you say, I remember when April was going through that, and look at her today. It's gonna take a leap of faith. It's gonna take patience. It's gonna take faith, but I will survive. And that is all I have for today. As always, like I say, make sure you continue to grind and let your light shine and be of help to all the beautiful people. Keep elevating, ladies.